Deadlines are the bane of existence for any writer, in any medium. Stuart Reynolds, though, had carefully plotted out a plan for his new project. After signing a book deal, the Stratford social media entertainer, aka Brittlestar, was bound for the cottage and ready to hit the ground running on a new novel, Welcome to the Stupidpocalypse, Survival Tips for the Doomageddon, described as essays on politics, life and more as a field guide for life. He was ready to transcribe and expand on notes from over the years, on topics his online fans know and love. "I lasted 6 hours," Reynolds told Stratford Today. "I woke up in the middle of the night and realized I had COVID." With wife Shannon, the Reynolds left the cottage and headed back home. Husband and wife spent a month getting back to full health. It left Reynolds with just the last third of 2022 to get his draft finished and sent to his publisher, Post Hill Press. With decades of experience getting things done on tight timelines, he managed to finish the draft. "I knocked out 50 essays in 4 months or so," Reynolds said. Reynolds said he had most of the ideas thought out or stored in his phone and just needed to expand on them. He writes about one of his favorite topics, the United States, about marriage and children, and other topics that fans have become accustomed to through his immensely popular social media sites. Reynolds' comedic and family-friendly videos have been watched more than 600 million times, per his website. The KFC video campaign was the most popular branded video content in the world on Facebook for the summer of 2017. With Shannon, and their sons Gregor and Owen, the family has created brand content for Walmart, Disney, Cal Tire and ESPN, among other heavy industry hitters. Reynolds has reached a diverse audience while also catching the attention of the odd A-lister, like actor and businessman Ryan Reynolds, who befriended him on Twitter and sent a case of his aviation gin to Stratford. Ryan Reynolds wrote the foreword in the new book, Mary Trump, Niece of the Former U.S. President, writes a middle-of-the-book message and Canadian comedic legend Colin Mochrie also penned some words. There was also some correspondence after it was written with Henry Winkler, through direct messages on social media. "We had some brief chats on DM the last couple of years. He is a super nice guy." Reynolds admitted to being a bit starstruck talking to a legendary Hollywood actor, known for his role as Arthur, Fonzie, Fonzarelli in Happy Days, as well as roles in Arrested Development and, more recently, as an acting coach in the well-regarded black comedy Barry. Winkler asked if Reynolds was comfortable giving him his phone number. "Yeah, Fonzie, I am okay with that," Reynolds said with a laugh, recalling the moment. Winkler asked Reynolds to send him a copy of his book. He had his own book coming out, and was prepared to provide feedback. Winkler read the book and enjoyed it, Reynolds said. "He gave me some great advice." The two struck up a friendship, talking about how Winkler hates taking his dogs out at night. At one point, Reynolds would catch himself and realize who he was talking to. "You have to try and not freak out." Reynolds is planning a short tour in Canadian cities, tying that to local bookstores, for promotions. The book officially comes out in September. Pre-sales were solid in the political humor category in Canada and the US. He said, "If all goes well, a second book could be a possibility." You can find the book here, http://stupidpocalypse.com.